I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Muslim Lady. I'm your host, Zainab Askari. Well, we have heard about the events of Karbala and women who had played important role in it. But there's a question that whether women before the moment of Karbala, whether women during the Karbala, we know that, but were there women post-Karbala and what was their role? We got to talk about all that in our studio with Siddiqa. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, and thank you for having me today. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Siddiqa. Thank you so much for accepting the invitation. A very warm welcome.
Thank you.
To listeners, in our previous episode, we discussed about the role of women prior to the event of Karbala. But in this session, we're going to discuss about the women, their roles in the Karbala itself. Would want to ask you about the role of women in the Karbala itself.
So when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was traveling from Medina towards Karbala, he took his women and children with him. And there was a very important purpose for this, which we've discussed in one of the previous episodes.
Yeah.
But now he's in Karbala itself, and there are a group of women who might not have physically participated in the battle, but they had an important role in how they brought up the children, who then supported the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
All right.
Now, some of those women were just there in Karbala on the battle in the tents. We have a group of women who, the way they did the tarbiyah, this upbringing of the children, that these children then rose up to fight the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And we will see how these children were not adults. They All were right. young children, but their hearts were filled with the love of the Ahlul Bayt.
Right.
And love of the Ahlul Bayt does not just enter anyone's heart. This is a gift from Allah, but it is also the purity of the mother.
Yeah.
So one of those women I want to indicate to is the wife of Junad ibn Ka'ab. Her husband died in the battle with Imam Hussein.
Okay.
But she had a son who was around 9 or 11 years old. The son, 9 or 11 years old, goes to Imam Hussein. He says, let me go to the battle.
11 year old.
9 or 11.
All right.
History does not tell us what his exact age was.
Okay, so young.
Very young. Not even, he hasn't even reached that state of maturity as yet.
All right.
Imam Hussein tells him, look, your father's gone. Your mother might want you.
All right.
He says, my mother has prepared me for this battle. She made me wear this armor. She told me to go fight for you.
All right.
That's why I've come to you. And this is when this young child goes to the battle and gets killed. This mother has lost her husband. She has a son from this husband. But for her, the movement of Imam Hussein supporting the son of the Prophet, supporting the man who's standing up against every sort of falsehood is more important to her than her family.
All right.
And this is her
role. And especially a son who's so young.
Very young.
Yeah.
That's one
woman.
So
that's quite interesting. I'd like to discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back. This is Muslim Lady. We're talking about the role of women in Karbala. So, Siddiqa, you were telling us about this woman who lost her husband and also her son, who was quite young. According to some narrations, he was only 9 or maximum 11. And when he gets into the field of Karbala, Imam Hussain alayhi salam even tells him, go back, your mother might be in need of you. And still, he says that my mother has prepared me for this. I mean, this courage of women Where does this come from? I mean, this is something that takes away.
This is all comes down to the way we bring up our children. These women had the love of the Ahlul Bayt in their hearts. They grew up with this wilaya in their heart. And they understood that their responsibility as women, doesn't matter what race, gender, age you are, when it comes to wilaya, your responsibility is to protect the wali of Allah, to protect the imam, whatever your race, gender, age. And we see age, even 6-month-old child has fought in this battle.
Yeah.
But my focus over here would be his mother.
All right.
His mother was Rabab, right? We know that in Karbala there was a 6-month-old baby who was murdered, right?
Yeah.
Very brutally as well. But I want to focus on his mother. Imam Hussein is returning back to the tent with his own baby. His wife is Rabab.
Yeah.
Now the child has been killed. He has to take the child back to the tent.
All right.
From what narrations tells us, Rabab goes back to the end of the tent. And there's a reason why. Now, you know, when your child dies, you want to go and take the child, you know, comfort them, you know, cry, weep.
Yeah.
She goes right to the back of the tent. The scholars have said she went to the back of the tent so that Imam Hussein does not feel embarrassed even for a second that that her child was killed in his movement.
Oh my God.
So this is not courage over here. This is cognizance. This is recognizing that if I have a responsibility to the wali of the imam, you know, usually when we do someone a favor, we want to go and throw it in the face.
Yes.
These women are showing us, no, we're not going to come and throw it in your face. We have a responsibility towards the imam of the time.
Yeah.
And if we fulfill our responsibility, it is a responsibility. We're not doing you any favor. Even though giving a child to a movement is one of the most heart-rendering things a woman can do.
A mother can do.
A mother can do.
That's at the same time heartbreaking, but at the same time teaching thousands of lessons with their just one reaction, with their just whatever they did. We're talking about the role of women in Karbala. Talked about Rabab, who lost her 6-month-old Ali Asghar alayhi salam in the Battle of Karbala, and how it feels like to lose a 6-month-old. Only a mother can understand. Only a mother who has lost her son. I mean, there are mothers who lose their children. Like, it's not just nobody loses their children as young as 6-month-old. But so brutally being killed in a battle, we don't see it other than Karbala. Well, apart from Rabab and the ladies you mentioned before, who else played their role in Karbala?
So there are many of them. Like I mentioned, that Imam Hussein left from Mecca, from Medina with his women and children. Now you have some women who are part of his family, the Bani Hashim. And I'm going to leave their role, especially Hazrat Zainab, for later.
All
because
right.
her role is very extensive, extremely extensive. There are books written about her.
True.
Right? I'm going to choose someone else whose husband was a companion of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Mm-hmm.
And I've chosen her specifically because she shows us that women, when it comes, we are also answerable to how we treat, how we react. And if we do not fulfill our responsibilities, how we should be ready for the consequences.
True.
So she was the wife of Ali ibn Mudahir.
Okay.
He was a companion of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who went to Karbala, who died in the battle.
Okay.
But the night before the battle, Imam Hussein gathers all his companions and tells them, I have removed my allegiance from you. Tomorrow these people, Yazid's army after me, they're after my blood.
Yeah.
You don't have to fight. Right? You can leave.
Yeah.
They all go, you know, they raise their swords. They're like, we are here to fight for you. Even if we are cut up 70 times, brought back to life, and we are killed in the most brutal manner and brought back to life again, we will still support your cause because we believe in it. We know that you are on the right.
True.
So Imam Hussein tells them, look, the women are going to be captivated after this. You can send your women away.
Yeah.
Ali ibn Mudahir goes back to his tent, to his wife.
Okay.
And tells her, look, I'm going to fight for Imam Hussein tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you can go back. I'll send you to the Bani Asad. Bani Asad was a tribe that lived near Karbala.
All right.
And this wife had cousins over there.
Okay.
So he tells her, look, you go back. I'll send you there and they will send you back home.
Yeah, you'll be safe.
Yeah. She looks at him and she says something very interesting. She tells him, on the day of judgment, you want to go in front of the Prophet with a bright face, but you want me to face Hazrat Fatima embarrassed that I didn't support her daughters? Is that what you want me to do? She says, no, I will stay here and I will support the daughters of Hazrat Fatima through whatever difficulties they go through and I will share their difficulties. And she says, and apparently it does seemingly seem that she went through all that captivity that they had.
Yeah.
And she became that source of comfort, help to this family.
All right. So not only she is supporting her husband in the event, she's also, when she's given a kind of safety, like she's given a kind of, you'll be safe. She's given a guarantee of her safety. She again accepts to being captivated in supporting Imam Hussein alayhi salam's family. All these lessons, all these roles played by women teach us a lot. And especially I wonder over the basirat they had, not just in Niv, the Imam of their time, they also...
They recognized their role.
Recognized
the political situation of the time. They recognized the responsibility they have towards the Imam.
Yeah.
And the responsibility they have to the Prophet and the responsibility they have to Allah.
Exactly. Recognizing all those roles is not that easy. And then just recognizing them and just then working on them, it's again a tougher job. Inshallah, we'll discuss more about these events, more about the roles of women in our next session. For now, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illa Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes, so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
الله أكبر الله أكبر